It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
We really have been spoiled weather-wise this winter.
Oh, yeah.
If you even want to call it a winter.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
Well, I mean, you can.
Well, I guess.
You can do whatever you want. Who the hell are we?
Well, it's the season, technically.
But it's just, we've been spoiled, and now that winter is here, I think we can all agree that we're sick of it.
Yeah, this lousy smarch weather. Hey, yeah. Coming in like this, so cold, more snow, all of that. I'm not standing for this.
Well, it should go out like a lamb then, right?
Well, isn't that, I guess. What it is? Is that March or is that April?
In like a lion, out like a lamb? No, that's March.
What? I always thought that was April.
March. March has a lot of folklore about it, you know?
Oh.
Because you've got the in like a lion, out like a lamb, then you've got the Ides of March.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's
beware
coming
of the
up
Ides
here.
Of March.
Right.
And then, of course, I don't know, March Madness.
Right. That's coming up. Or is that started?
No, not yet.
It's usually closer to the end of March.
Yeah, it's mid-March.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so sick of, even yesterday I had to go home and shovel again.
I'm sure I had to do a little bit of that last night, too.
Now it's just going to be that little piss-off snow because it all blows onto your driveway now.
Yeah.
Because you've got enough of a pile now that it all just tumbles down.
And that is very, very frustrating, right?
Yeah, it's coming off my roof, too. Off the roof
off
of my house,
roof.
Evan.
Yeah, I got some snow piles up there. I should maybe get the
roof rake out
and pull that down. And
yeah, you're such a dad.
Well,
you've got a roof rake and a wheelbarrow?
Well, that's the thing. But my old neighbor, Don, there.
Yeah.
I mean, old as in, well, he is older than me.
Sure.
He gets up on the roof sometimes and shovels. Like, Don.
Yeah.
Don, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't get up there and shovel
that's
that.
Dangerous.
You've got a roof rake.
Yeah.
It'll slide down eventually. Just get the stuff lowered out.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And I'm yelling this at him.
Yeah.
Hoping he doesn't slip and fall.
Right.
But good thing he's pulling that snow down because he'd just fall in that soft snow.
Break God, fall. You're so domestic.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Somebody drove their electric Tesla Cybertruck into the Beverly Hills Hotel sign. The iconic Beverly Hills Hotel sign, which is outside of the Beverly Hills Hotel, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
But if you're in Beverly Hills, it's one of the first things you see. You're like, hey,
right.
There's the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well,
it's in all those movies.
Yeah, yeah. And now it has a Tesla Cybertruck parked in the garden in front of it. They initially blamed it on the valet. They said the valet took it for a little spin and crashed it.
Oh, okay.
That's not the case.
Oh.
It was the truck's owner, although his friend did His friend did try and, like, help his buddy out after he crashed the truck. He did tweet Elon Musk asking if he could get a new one. Because, of course, it's a long wait to get these Cybertrucks.
Right.
So he tweeted him. He said, hey, Elon, is there any way we can jump the line and get a new one of these?
Yeah, we've already purchased one.
Yeah, you're not representing the brand really well, I suppose. But I don't know. These Cybertruck things.
There have been lots of issues with them.
There have been. Like, don't buy a product the first year it comes out.
No.
Don't ever do it. And I'm talking, like, I'm not just talking, I'm talking video games. Like, video game systems always have issues the first year you get
brand new ones.
Sex toys.
What? We talked about that yesterday, actually.
Always have issues the first year you get them.
The STI.
I like to buy them used. Then that way you know that they were. Is that not good?
Chad and Evan Daly.
Jason Kelce of the Philadelphia Eagles announced his retirement yesterday. And, I mean,
one of the best centers ever.
Yeah, and he was emotional.
Yeah.
See how long this lasts. Strength coach Paul Longo. 2 weeks into winter workouts, Paul whispered to me in the middle of warm-ups, you'd make a great center. 13 seasons in Philadelphia. And I look back on a career filled with ups and downs. I won't forget Nick Sirianni sending me kegs of beer to convince me to keep playing these last few years. He knows the key to my heart. I won't forget making the playoffs in his first season, the Super Bowl in his next, and the immense heartbreak at the collapse of this last season. And although last season truly sucked, I wouldn't trade any of my time with you or those teams for the world.
So he goes on, talks about his brother a little bit, too, and the bond that they share. And
how, oh, yeah. And how he's much smarter and physically dominant of his brother. I think the thing is, the wild thing between Jason and Travis Kelce is the parity between each other, right? Because Travis Kelce is very, he's kind of a pretty boy. He's always focused on fashion, right, especially now that he's dating Taylor Swift. He's, when he walks into the game, his outfit always matches. And then you got his brother, who's a little slovenly. He's like your average Joe. Jason Kelce.
Sweatpants.
And he walks in, he's wearing flip-flop sweatpants.
Cut-off sleeve shirts.
He's just kind of your everyday guy. And yeah. I actually regret not becoming a Jason Kelce fan earlier. I didn't really know, and that's how a lot of people were. And you could say, oh, I've known about him for years. I bet you didn't. How many centers of teams are you a big fan of?
That's true.
Right?
That's a good point.
So chances are you weren't on the Jason Kelce train until recent years. So if anything, I will thank Taylor Swift for that.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So there is a hockey card coming out here right away.
There are several
hockey cards, but one in particular that people are getting real hot and heavy over.
Oh yeah,
it is a Connor Bedard card, the official Connor Bedard rookie card. Now, in Series 1 from Upper Deck that came out, there was a surprise Connor Bedard card in there, one from the draft.
Yeah.
So that was Series 1. Now, the Upper Deck Series 2 hobby box is coming out here very soon. There's a pre-sale right now. It is going for $340
for a box of cards.
Yes, and it'll have the official Connor Bedard Young Guns card. Now, there are a lot of people saying, well, you know, that's a lot of money because Upper Deck, it's starting to become almost like the 90s again. 90s hockey cards are worth
hot.
Nothing.
But everybody, that's because everybody bought them.
And now it's starting to happen again. Right? People are starting to buy these. You can get the retail boxes, and you might get lucky. There might be a few throughout in the retail boxes. But there is a bit of a challenge here right now. Dave and Adams, they've put out a call. There is a gold card for this. There's a 1-of-1 Connor Bedard gold card. It's the first time they've ever done this thing. And it's 1-of-1. And Dave and Adams, they're a hockey card company down in the States. They are willing to pay $1 million to anyone who gets this card. It's a 1-of-1.
I'm negotiating. If I get this card, because I'm thinking about buying this box set. Not joking.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, well, and you know what? With those boxes, too, you're going to get some really good cards in it. Right?
Well, like, you got kids, too.
Well, these cards aren't necessarily for the kids.
You keep the good ones for yourself.
Yes,
but
for
then
sure.
You can, you know, shuffle off the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I've done with the kids, too. Yeah.
But,
you know?
But if I get that gold card, I'm sorry, you're not getting it for $1 million.
It's going to be more?
Yeah.
A million American?
Well, they want it. They want it bad, buddy. You got them bent over the barrel here. Come on. $1 million?
A million American, I'd take. Like a million American?
A million,
yeah.
Man, that's like 20 million Canadian.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I think you and I are fairly politically kind of
don't give a damn.
Yeah, but I mean we have our leans with certain things.
Yeah. I mean, we do care. Really we do. It's just
just think all politicians are snakes.
Yeah, that's right.
However, no matter what your thought on Donald Trump is, you got to say he doesn't really ask for permission to do much. And that also includes using songs for his campaign. Sinead O'Connor's estate has sent a cease and desist order to Donald Trump, asking him to stop using the song Nothing Compares to You on the campaign trail.
Well, Prince should be doing the same thing.
Well, yeah, for sure. Because, yes, of course, it's a cover. But, number one, why would Nothing Compares to You is not a great campaign song.
No,
other than the fact that he's like saying, hey, nothing compares to me. That's my Donald Trump, by the way.
Not bad. What is it? It's like, it's been...
Nothing compares to me, okay?
That's a pretty good impression.
That's
but what
bad.
Is it? It's been 15 hours or 7 days and 15 hours or...
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. But anyway, this is not the first artist to tell Donald Trump to stop using his music.
And
Neil Young said, Rockin' in the Free World, stop using that song. That was back when he campaigned in 2016.
R.E.M.,
that's right.
They have asked him to stop using their music as well.
I believe Bruce Springsteen did at one point, too.
Born in the USA, I think, is what. And a lot of people have used that one. He's like, no.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. If you're an artist, you don't want to be affiliated with a political candidate other than Kid Rock. I think...
It's 7 hours and 15 days. That's okay. What it is. Anyway,
but
sorry.
I that limits yourself. I like James Hetfield's theory on that. He said, I don't like to come out and tell you about what I believe politically because that automatically eliminates half of my fans.
Absolutely, it does. He's super smart for saying that. I mean, everyone knows which way he leans.
Yeah, James Hetfield, he's leaning heavy right.
Yeah, for sure he is. Yeah. But he doesn't come out and do that. He doesn't get into all the political BS, right?
I know I've even been asked in the past to voice commercials for political candidates. Uh-huh. And there's just no point in doing it.
No.
Even if I do believe in what they do. Even if I do believe in them,
right.
There's just no point in it.
Well, we can't lose half of our listeners. Chad, if you were to do something like that, we'd only have three.
Well, we're not even that. I think we're down to like a torso.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You know, when they come out with a new phone, like a new iPhone.
Don't buy it because of the same thing with the Cybertrucks that we talked about already, Chad.
Well, I mean, I think we're far enough into the Apple iPhone thing to trust them a little bit.
I guess.
But whenever they come out with a new one, they always look so sleek.
Uh-huh.
They always look so nice. And then you're like, man, I got to get one of those. And then what do you do when you get it? You cover it with an ugly case and a screen protector. So you never actually see the phone anyway. So what does it matter? Like, I always laugh with people like, no, I'm holding out for the black phone. Oh, really? And then you're just, why don't you just get a white phone and then put a black case on it?
You can see mine's blue.
You can see mine's white.
Looks purple from that. Oh, yeah, it's probably white.
It's white.
Okay.
All right.
With your white, match your white sunglasses.
That's right. So they say now you don't need a screen protector.
What?
You know
get
that
out.
Little, the Gorilla Glass? Yeah, they say you don't need it anymore.
I don't believe that.
Because they say technology has evolved to the point that the glass is now thicker and it's more durable. So you don't need to go ahead and buy that screen protector and then struggle for 5 hours just to put the thing on there. And then you're like, oh, air bubble.
Who's saying this? Again. Who are they? Is this Apple?
I'm not going to lie to you. The guy who did say that looked a little bit like Tim Cook. But he had a mustache.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Cadbury cream eggs.
They're garbage food and they should be eliminated from this earth.
But people get all hot and heavy over those.
They're gross.
They love them.
They're
people
disgusting.
Love them. They love the Cadbury cream egg, the McFlurries.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a little different.
I guess, but it's all kind of mixed in together.
It's the texture of a Cadbury cream egg.
I'm going to tell you, the middle of the Cadbury cream egg hurts my teeth.
Too sweet.
It is too sweet. Lots of sugar, but I'm telling you. It is rich, super rich in antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals.
Shut up. I don't believe any of that.
Here's the thing. Do you know the yellow yolk in a Cadbury cream egg, Chad? Do you know what it is made of?
Sugar, 100%.
Well, now, sugar is the number one ingredient, followed by milk, glucose syrup, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes... to the yellow yolk.
Yeah.
It is made from paprika extract.
Right.
Paprika extract, Chad, is filled with antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. You know what? I've often wondered, why does my Cadbury cream egg taste kind of like curry?
That's not true. You've never thought that.
I never have because I don't remember the last time I've had a Cadbury.
Paprika doesn't taste like curry.
Well, you got some in there. There's some in the curry. You got paprika in the curry. It dried red bell peppers, Chad. That's what paprika's made from.
I'll tell you this.
It's not smoked paprika, which is delicious.
I'll tell you this.
You tell me something.
Cadbury cream eggs, garbage.
Yeah.
But mini eggs, that's like crack cocaine.
Yep.
And I will sit there and I will scratch myself out on the street being like, hey, y'all got some mini eggs? Y'all got some mini eggs?
Chad and Evan Daly.
Science, just like, it's great.
Oh, it's awesome when it works out to your advantage.
Yeah, and here's something that could work out to our advantage, Chad. Mm-hmm. Male sweat brightens women's moods and raises hormone levels.
Of course it does.
So you're like me, you know, you're sitting there and you're hammering back a big juicy burger.
Yeah.
Sitting there drinking a beer with it.
Yeah.
Sweating because you're just hammering this thing back and you're fat and out of shape. Can only imagine how turned on my wife gets seeing that.
And here's you actually nailed it right in the beginning there too when you said you're just sitting there. Because that's literally all I'm doing and sweating.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.